Good morning. The trough of low pressure that brought numerous showers and thunderstorms to the area yesterday is sliding off to the south and into the Tennessee Valley, a little farther away from us here at interior New York and New England. Still, though, we'll maintain a tropical onshore flow on a breeze out of the southeast, at times gusting at 20 miles per hour. This will keep humidity levels high, and with in-and-out sunshine, temperatures will reach into the middle 80s, but it will feel like it's near 90 degrees this afternoon when you factor in the humidity. And with that onshore fetch of moisture, we still run the risk at a few passing scattered showers and maybe a rumble of thunder. As that system in the Tennessee Valley begins to head back in our direction on Tuesday night, we'll see more numerous showers and thunderstorms, some with heavy downpours, as low temperatures drop back into the lower 70s as we maintain the tropical feel. In this tropical environment, we'll watch the trough of low pressure move into and through the region on Wednesday. This will be our best chance at numerous showers and thunderstorms with heavy rainfall likely, and in some areas with saturated soil, we'll see localized flash flooding. We'll also have to monitor the potential for small streams and creeks to overflow their banks, especially in areas where we saw heavy rainfall over the weekend and earlier this week. High temperatures on Wednesday will be in the lower 80s. That system will continue to pivot out of the region on Thursday and Friday. Still, we run the risk at a few scattered showers and thunderstorms both days, with highs in the mid-80s. A cool front will pass through the region on Friday afternoon, and the humidity levels will be lower for the weekend. On Saturday, we can still expect a mix of sun and clouds with a scattered shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s, and a completely dry day looks possible for Sunday with highs staying in the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the East Coast will remain in a prolonged wet period with many areas primed for flooding. An upper-level low will bring copious amounts of tropical moisture across the East Coast, and combining this with a front draped across the Carolinas and into the mid-Atlantic will bring unsettled weather at least for the next few days. Showers and thunderstorms will be widespread with embedded heavy rain. Portions of the mid-Atlantic received several inches of rain this past weekend, and soil conditions range from saturated to waterlogged. Additional heavy rain has prompted the Weather Prediction Center to raise the threat to a moderate risk of flash flooding over northern Virginia, Maryland, and southern Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, hot and mostly dry conditions will prevail across much of the West, Southwest, and Western Gulf states over the next few days. Most of these locations have heat advisories or excessive heat warnings in effect, as temperatures are expected to be above or even well above normal. Areas across Southern California, Southern Nevada, and Arizona, along with Central Texas, have forecast highs ranging from 100 to the 100 teens. Additionally, these hot and dry conditions will maintain an increased threat of fire danger. Very dry vegetation can catch fire and spread quickly under these conditions. At Mount Washington, early this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light rain and fog, 55 degrees with a south wind at 30 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 36 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 73 degrees. The dew point 71, 93% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches, and it is steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston mostly cloudy, lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy, a few showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 85 degrees, the low 73, the average temperature 79, that's 7 degrees above normal. 71 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.34 inches now for the month, which is 72 hundredths below normal, and 19.68 inches for the year, which is now 1.95 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low 62. The record high 96 set in 1941, and the record low 45 in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:39 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:24 p.m. 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and breezy, very humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid to upper 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, upper 60s and lower 70s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, breezy, and very humid today with a few scattered showers and storms, highs in the mid 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, very humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the lower 80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight and lows near 70. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, breezy, very humid today with a few scattered showers and storms, highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with scattered showers and storms tonight, lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, breezy, very humid today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Muggy with showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with tropical showers and thunderstorms and heavy downpours, highs in the lower 80s. A few scattered showers and storms Thursday and Friday in the mid-80s. Still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday in the lower to mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.